few to trend, early cash fed cattle sales on Wednesday showed continued strength. That and the ongoing rally in futures helped calves and feeder cattle trade steady to mainly higher at a variety of auctions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 17th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon based on USDA reports. Although too few to trend, there were a few early live sales in the Western Corn Belt at $111 hundredweight, which was a dollar more than the top of the range for that region last week. By the way, there were 768 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction and no takers. Cattle futures continued to edge higher, except for a strong bounce in spot live cattle, supported by recent cash strength and gains in wholesale beef values. After $1.35 higher in spot October, live cattle futures closed an average of 17 cents higher. Except for 15 cents lower in November, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were steady to firm on moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 26 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $218.28 a hundredweight. Select was 11 cents lower at $191.37. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed 3 to 6 cents lower through September of 20 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Here's a sampling of price trends from the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, long-weaned steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady. Lower undertones were noted for unweaned calves. There were 10,284 head on offer across both days. At Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, with 4,850 head on hand, feeder steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold unevenly steady, while heifers weighing 750 to 950 sold $7 to $8 higher. In Aberdeen, South Dakota, at Hub City Livestock Auction, steers weighing 800 to 950 sold $4 to $5 higher. Heifers weighing 8.5 to 900 pounds and 950 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. There are 3,310 head on offer. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City with 2,840 head on offer. A higher undertone was noted for a limited test of feeder heifers. Higher undertones were also noted for weaned calves. Finally, steer calves traded $4 to $6 higher, with instances of $10 higher at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming. Heifer calves sold $3 to $5 higher. Feeder steers sold unevenly steady on comparable sales. There were 2,738 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices softened Wednesday despite continued positive quarterly corporate earnings reports. Pressure was mostly ascribed to the month-to-month decline in retail sales. The U.S. Commerce Department estimated U.S. retail and food service sales 0.3% less in September at $525.6 billion. However, sales were 4.1% more than last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 22 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 5 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 24 points. A couple of observations shared by Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Globally, the middle class is projected to expand from 2 billion to 4.9 billion people by 2030. China alone is projected to add 850 million new middle-class consumers by 2030. Peel points out that it's well documented that meat consumption increases as growing incomes support better quality diets and increased protein consumption. With meat consumption in mind and thinking of African swine fever, Peel says it appears that swine and pork losses in China, Vietnam, North and South Korea, and the Philippines, along with other outbreaks in Europe and Africa, are creating a protein deficit that can't be currently filled by by all proteins in the world. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 17th of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.